Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Half Shot. Well, this is a TikTok special. I mean, it's not a TikTok special, but this topic that we're talking about today does come hot off the TikToking.
Say
this
that.
This is actually several years old.
Subscribe from TikTok.
This is actually several years old, but it was a big deal. So make sure that you like and share this Half Shot as well as the regular episodes that you listen to. And let's hop into this. We were talking about what we wanted to do for some Half Shot ideas. And Samantha said, you know, I saw something recently about timers being set for
servers.
Yeah. And so in looking for that, I found this, and I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but this is an article from In the Know by Yahoo. And the title of the article is TikTokers Are Not Okay After Finding Out About Restaurant Timers. So this article came out in November of 2020, which is really prime timing for timing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Because we were at these limited capacities heading back into winter months. And essentially what this is talking about is someone that worked at an Olive Garden had made a post, and he showed the screen that the host stand uses. And it said something like, imagine sitting at your table for 4 hours. Right, so this table had been taken up by people for 4 hours.
I'm already pissed off.
3 hours yep. and 56 minutes yep. or something in the yep. video. And suddenly, TikTok blows up about it. Like, what do you mean we're being timed?
I feel targeted. No, the first thing I thought about when I read this was Bennigan's. Where we did the time crunch lunch, and the fucking stopwatches were literally on the fucking tables, and you had 30 minutes from the time you left the table to the fucking food, the plates hitting the table. You had 30 minutes or it was free. So this is how I cut my teeth.
Wait, hold on. Explain this.
So before cell phones, there were things called watches and magazines.
Okay. I'm wearing one.
And you had to have there were stop clocks, right? So it was like a timer, essentially. And when I was serving at Bennigan's in I think I was 20, we had the time crunch lunch. And like you had 30 minutes to fucking basically 30 to 40.
So you, the server had 30 minutes had 30 to minutes. Get food down on the table.
Or it was free.
Wow.
And people fucking took it very seriously. And so like that was the first thing I thought of, and it's like
I think that's what Samantha was talking about was that kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
I saw something. It was either an Instagram, like a BuzzFeed, or it was a TikTok along the similar lines. Okay,
Roads.
Got
Roads.
That's what it is. Roads. Damn it, Bill. It's Roads. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm not good
I'm
with words.
I'm sorry. It's the Kentucky gentleman.
So this BuzzFeed or whatever it was stating that a restaurant had placed actual timers, like little timers, on the servers' aprons or they clipped into their shirts, so that the servers realized. Because all of us servers and bar staff in most corporate places are told you have a 2-minute window to greet.
These are steps of service.
Right. You have a check back time within 5 minutes of the food. You know, like all this stuff to make sure that we are engaging with our guests to make sure that they're having a good time and that they don't feel like they've been waiting 20 minutes when really it's been free. But this BuzzFeed was stating that these timers were attached to the servers to ensure that they got to the tables within 2 minutes, to ensure that they checked back within 3 minutes, this kind of stuff. So that's where I was coming from.
That's interesting as to how that works out when you have multiple tables.
Right. Well, you have to move.
And that's why you timestamp everything. Like, I take this pretty fucking seriously. Like my my old man was a pilot, and he said, like, the first thing you do when shit hits the fan is look at your watch, because, like, adrenaline kicks in, you got 1,000 things coming at you. Like, I fuck around behind the bar a lot, but, like, certain things like this I take seriously. People are like, oh, I've been waiting 15 minutes. The first
actually,
thing I do,
no.
I go back to my computer, and Mini. I look at when I fucking put in the order, and I'm like, not to be
sorry.
A dick, but it's been 4 fucking minutes. Dude.
Right.
Because I, like, my internal clock's pretty good, but I'm... You know, I'm not perfect. I'm
right.
Well, let's
old, not obsolete.
So let's flesh out a couple of things here really quickly, because there's
PTSD.
Cause there's
how
a
we
lot.
Both were just like, y'all can time us like nobody's
right.
fucking.
That's right. Don't even
my
fucking
point
play,
is,
man.
We've been timing the guests all along. They just didn't fucking know it. You know
so,
what I mean?
So, but let me just like flesh out a couple of things for anyone listening who may not be in the industry, right? And it, we've said before that people think. That the time has been longer than it has been. Cause I mean, and I think when Colin was on, we mentioned this, like 2 minutes when you're sitting and waiting on
right.
a drink or to be greeted or anything may as well be 30 minutes, right? Like it just feels like forever.
That's why I throw coasters at people.
Yeah. So that they get acknowledged.
So they know that I see them.
Right. So you have like, you have this kind of feeling from the guest that it's taking forever. And when we say, like, we go back to the computer and we look at timestamps on modern systems of order entry now, anytime you enter in an order, it says on the computer what time that order was
yep.
entered.
That's exactly correct.
Now, there can be there is a timing as well of, like, you know, Samantha takes my order and then has to get to the computer to put it in. Nowadays, if you're using something like Toast,
right.
you have handheld devices. So a lot of times that does happen right there on the spot. So that makes it really easy. Not everyone uses a handheld device. So it could be like, ah, shit, I forgot to put in their order. I need this on the fly, right? And so timing really is like your... I mean, it really is relative.
That's
right?
what you're tipping for.
It really
that's
is.
That's why you tip us, is because we're managing that shit, dude.
It is a good chunk of it. But, you know, from the stand... So overall, it's a big thing, right? The thing that Samantha was talking about, where servers are having timers put on them. Bill, you're talking about having had the, what was it, the brunch?
The time crunch lunch.
Time crunch lunch, where there's
yeah.
a...
Binnikin's is out of business now, just for the record.
Yeah, right.
yeah that's too much
right.
stress.
If that well, fucking gives you any indication.
That 30 minutes or free was, you know,
that's
was
bullshit.
Hard
Sorry.
For Domino's.
It's like, I think it's important to note, it's not from the time you sat down. It's from the time I leave the table. After taking your order,
right.
that's when the clock starts.
Yeah. Okay, and
that's
great.
Still stressful.
It's time, but that's what we do.
Right.
Up there, you got to push it. That's
so
the
then,
job.
So then there's something
Don't
like
talk
this
about me.
From this article where people are suddenly realizing that the guest is being timed.
Right.
But this is a whole other aspect of it. The host has their computer. You walk up and you say, we, you know, table for three. And they give you an estimated time, right? They say, okay, we're on a 10 to 15 minute wait. We're on
right.
a 15 to 20 minute wait, whatever that's going to be. They're not just guessing.
Right.
And that's what shocked people, is all along they thought
we
everyone
thought you were
was
just making it up.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. We're completely unaware that time exists. Like
grabbing yeah. numbers.
It's
right.
magic. It's fucking magic is how we do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so,
I mean, that's cute that you think that.
So another person on TikTok had actually come back and was a host and said, wait, you thought we were just making this up? And they're like, you know, if we have 6 tables and we know that these 6 tables have been there for 45 minutes, we can pretty much within reason tell you that it's a
15 minutes, you
yeah,
know,
like 5 to 10
scenario.
5 to 15, something like that, because at least one of these tables
should
is gonna get up and leave
and
soon
if they fucking don't.
Right. and the idea that people think that they can just go and sit somewhere for 4
oh,
hours.
God,
unless
seriously?
You're ordering at least a drink every 30 to 45 minutes, get the fuck out, dude.
But like, even right. then, I work in the airport and there are delays all the time. And it happened on Friday and it happened Sunday. A lot of my tables, broken records. Oh, we have a delay. Oh, we're
right.
delayed. Oh, we're delayed.
So fuck everybody
oh,
else that has a delay
right,
and might
exactly.
want to get something
it's
to
like,
eat. Like,
do you not realize, though, that I've got people standing at the door wanting to eat food as well,
yeah.
and you're just sitting here drinking your beers that you've been drinking for an hour and you might order another one? Nay, nay. grab a beer to go, get out, let somebody else in to sit down and eat. And that's where I have a problem with this
Campers.
Whole situation of the customer thinks they can just lounge, they can loiter in a restaurant.
It is. If you're there and you're not buying something, it's loitering. It's fucking loitering.
No, you cannot. I don't care if you're downtown at fucking Astereo or
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot
or, you know, Ocean Prime.
STK.
Eat your food. Take 20 minutes to chit chat. You know, in between.
Yeah, enjoy your meal, but like an hour and a half to two hours is pushing it, dude.
Two hours is pushing it. You should be an hour and a half. You should be done. And that is the standard time. And get out.
And I know that a lot of places have had to implement, like, because like a lot of places have limited serving hours now. Like, they shrunk it. So, like, they have to be more concise.
They have to turn, because that's how they make their money.
They don't want you there more than 90 minutes. Like,
right.
Well, and this was... this article was in November of 2020.
When COVID was still going on.
So we're talking
on.
About, like, you're like sitting there for 4 hours. Like, no, I need to turn this table because we're
this is how I
losing
make my money.
Money.
We're not at capacity anymore.
Well, the
we're
restaurant
to...
needs to turn
right.
that table.
That's the whole point. It's not just about us servers. It's about the restaurant as well.
It's fucking rude,
you are
dude.
Hindering
really
the restaurant from making a profit. Like, no joke.
You're directly cutting into my ability to make a profit, especially if you're a big top.
There was one person who said it's an invasion of my privacy.
That's fucking dumb.
You're a moron. You need to look up the definition of invasion of privacy. This has nothing to do with your invasion of privacy.
I'll invade your privacy.
I was going to say, I have some websites that might help.
Invading private Ryan.
I just, look, we have timers. We are all on timers, and it is a stressful job. I cannot say that enough. Being in the hospitality industry, people put us down all the time. They have no idea how hard our job is. I don't care if you're the beverage cart girl or if you're, you know, the GM of a craft cocktail bar. Every aspect, every
craft cocktails.
Yeah.
After dark. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Every arm of this umbrella. It is a difficult job, and it's stressful, and it's tasking, and it's all about time. It's all about being polite. It's all about saying yes, and we allow you to get away with that to an extent, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous to me. Invasion of my privacy, like telling time is an invasion of your privacy. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm going to sound real boomerish. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. Like... And I immediately took offense. I'm just like, what is it exactly that you think we do?
Right.
Well, and I don't understand why people don't realize that timestamps exist at all, right? Like,
I have seen some POS systems, like, it'll give you a timer since the last time you, like, checked that tab in the computer, or from the time you started the tab, depending on the settings. And, like, I have nothing to do with that, but it is fucking helpful.
Right. Well, so when you put in a drink, it goes to the service bar, it goes into the back or for the kitchen or whatever.
And it has a timestamp.
It has a timestamp on it.
Exactly.
It prints out on the ticket.
Yep.
So that you can say, hey, drinks are running 10 minutes right now. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's never once happened to me, but like I'm familiar with the concept.
I remember. You want me to tell you
the
time?
Oh my gosh, you too.
But that's the first thing I do, though, I take that string of fucking, and like if I can't lay them out in order or if they're a pile, I'm looking at the time, and I'm cranking them out longest ticket time to shortest. Like that's how it's done. Like,
right.
Yep.
And it allows us to gauge how we get the service handled.
Right. The urgency.
Right? Yeah.
The level of urgency
so
required.
So we had to have a discussion at work the other day with, we being, you know, the GM had to go and talk to the kitchen because we're a small place and we're running 30 to 40 minute ticket times on a couple of items that were, it was the vodka soda versus the Sazerac, right?
Well, the Sazerac's coming first.
Well, no, but
this is a whole different conversation.
No, so you get the Sazerac started, but get the fucking vodka soda out of the way.
Well, that's your one hand. That's dual wielding.
So it was like,
ambidextrous.
It was like a dip, which takes, you know, a minute to put together versus a Cuban sandwich, which takes 5 minutes to put together.
I think you defer to the time. Like I was always taught you the most complex build first, and when you start jumping tickets, which they actively told me not to do when I was training, but it turns out to be like one of the biggest strengths I have. Oh, we have eight of this cocktail. I don't care what time they came in. I'm building them all at the same time. I'm jumping tickets. But like a vodka soda takes 2 seconds.
Exactly.
But still, like if that vodka soda was just rang in, you're not firing that off first. I'm not. I mean, I might be doing it while I'm doing something else.
I'm doing it at the same time, and it's going to end up getting out before the Sazerac.
That's not the same thing, though. I fucking hyperfixated on that. Yeah. I was just like, whoa. Like, we both worked at Fridays. We both know.
Well, right. But look, if you have, but same type of thing.
Both your hands are doing
something. If you have a well-done steak coming at the same time and nachos.
That steak's going on first.
The steak is going on first, but
those
nachos are going out
first. Nachos are going out first.
I get it.
So.
I mean, digress.
Yeah, no. Anyway,
I've been drinking.
I think people just need to have more understanding that, you know, in this plane of existence, time is everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's...
It's really funny to me, like, I can't believe they're doing this. I'm just... And now I know everything I need to know about you as a human being. Like, I mean, I am a liquid warlock, but for fuck's sake, dude. Like,
there
even
are time
Doctor
tests
Strange had the time stone,
there.
For fuck's sake.
Right. And there are time tests out there. And lawyers time you by the minute.
Yeah, it
sometimes.
Matters. Like, how long you take to answer
right.
questions is
so
indicative.
Why do you think it's any different in the service industry?
Just
you know,
people are dumb and need something to be offended about. I don't fucking know.
But that's the thing. I was talking to Brad about all my video ideas earlier this morning, and it's, like, if people were to do the stuff that they do in the hospitality industry in a restaurant setting out
anywhere else,
they'd be punched, they'd be fired, they'd be arrested. They'd, like, you cannot get away with this kind of stuff only in the hospitality industry. So why would you fucking think that time isn't of the essence?
I'll tell you where time doesn't exist. Anytime you call somewhere and they just put you on hold.
Ah!
To them, time doesn't exist.
Time doesn't
I'll tell
matter.
You where time doesn't exist. Anywhere there's not fucking human fucking any like time. We only understand time in so much as it relates to us on our fucking planet.
Our yeah. plane. Yeah, that's true. Ugh.
All right. That's good for now.
I've been waiting here for like 20 minutes.
What? Can you say what you need to say then.
Can you tell us where our server is? Are you our server? Don't fucking touch me.
I had some woman tell me it took her 30 minutes to get her drinks the other day. I know for a fact that's not true.
It take me 30 minutes to do anything.
But like, I also did accept the fact that it had probably been, they weren't even my table.
Of course they weren't.
Right. But it had been 5 or 6 minutes.
Right. I told Samantha that I was the fixer.
Yeah.
Right. So like I ended up having
coffees
to, like,
are closers.
Yeah. So I mean it was just I was like, all right, it's not 30 minutes. But okay.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead, whatever you say.
Right. So
do you want to complain about how long it's taken more, therefore making it take more time for me to resolve the issue, or you just want to get down to it?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think we can revisit this topic.
I think we're doing really well on time right
now. We are, actually.
Soy random.
But I think that this is something that we could revisit, and I think that there are probably even more articles and more things that we can look up on this and maybe even find specifically the article that Samantha was talking about. So, all right. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to like and share this episode as well as all of our episodes. We really appreciate you tuning in. You have a lot of choices out there, but you know, the fact that you chose us is pretty special. So thank you all for coming by today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.